views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Janice Underwood Show, unleashing the creator within for real. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice explores the life creator system, helping listeners access the tools needed to create the life experiences most appropriate for their soul's growth. In this hit show, you will learn about relationships, energetics, mind and body communication, quantum healing, intuition, and much more. Create the life you want, not the life you tolerate on The Janice Underwood Show.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Janice Underwood, and you're here at Transformation Talk Radio on The Janice Underwood Show. And it's a beautiful Monday where I'm at. I hope it is the same for you as well, and that you had a great holiday weekend for those of you who are in the U.S. and celebrate that. We also had April Fool's, and, you know, the only joke I could come up with for my son was that, you know, we were kind of sending him back home, and he did not like that, so we decided that was probably not the best joke to play on him, but I let him off the hook. I actually started laughing before he really got it to sink in. So I don't know about you. You know, April Fool's has always been kind of something we did in our family and kind of messed around with each other. I've been also at workplaces where that was kind of an interesting thing to do and play with people. So, you know, with that, I was sitting around, you know, this last weekend, and last week we've had some rain where I live. I live in Barcelona, Spain right now. And so it gave me a lot of time to think, and I was thinking about the show. It's been a couple weeks since we've been live, and I didn't quite honestly know what I wanted to talk about today. You know, when we rolled out the show, we really wanted to talk about creating your life. And so my goal for this show has been to feature people who I feel are really, really good at creating their life. Like, they know how to look at the environment around them. They also have tools and techniques, and some of them are healers and practitioners, and we've had astrologers and stress management consultants on. And I wanted to give people tools and also stories that they could take with them when they were, you know, contemplating making a change, or, you know, just finding that they're in a change cycle. You know, those sneaky change cycles that come up on us, where sometimes we don't know we're in a new area of the journey of our becoming. And that can be really a strange place to find ourselves. So before I forget, I'll mention this at the end of the show too. I had the pleasure over the last couple of weeks to meet a couple, and they're just amazing people. They are launching a new iteration of their life, not only as a couple, but also as professionals. And so Peter and Beth will be on April 16th with me, and they're going to share their story. I think they have a wonderful story about the power of our thoughts and the power of our beliefs and feelings, and how they can, sometimes they help us build the life that we want, and other times they give us some other types of, what would you call them, situations that we can learn from. And Peter and Beth Bostwick have definitely gone through a lot in the last few years and have a wonderful story to tell us. And we'll leave it at that. I'll give you some more information about them at the end of the show. But I'm really pleased that the universe has brought them into my life and awareness, and that they can also be here for you as well. So with that, the title of our show today has to do about the journey of becoming, the journey to becoming. And I definitely know a lot about this subject. I don't know that in my 20s I wanted to know a lot about this subject, but I did know as a child that I had a very strong inclination to ask why, and to, I would say I had that strong kind of pioneer woman spirit. You know, I wasn't afraid to put my hands in the mud and play with, making mud pies. I used to hold my own with the boys. You know, we'd ride around and we'd be on our bikes, and I was right there with them jumping curbs and also going through mud. Oh man, one thing that is very cool about me that not a lot of people know, because I'm an adult now and there aren't many opportunities for me to do such a thing, but I love playing in the mud. There is something about dirt, and especially when it's got some water mixed in, that, oh, talk about heaven on earth for me. I have always loved that since I was a kid, and got into some trouble too, because I was also dressed very girly when I was young. And so sometimes I would get a little bit messy, but I enjoyed that. And I still do. Where I live, I don't have as easy access to nature as I did when I lived in Austin, but I make do. I have a fresh fruit and veggie stand downstairs from me. And what I love about getting veggies and fruits from them is, especially if they are mushrooms or carrots, and sometimes even the celery, the last bunch of celery actually I bought had a lot of snails in it. So that was pretty cool. But they are very much more in their raw form. And so they have with them a lot of dirt. And I love that, because as I'm preparing to juice them, I can feel some of the earth that's still on them. And that to me reminds me of home, and also helps me stay connected to this beautiful planet that we live on. So in addition to nature, you know, I always had an affinity too for anything spiritual. And I started, you know, very much reading all sorts of whatever spiritual text, including the Bible. Or I have not, by the way, I'll just say this, I've not read the Bible from cover to cover. But I have, you know, I spent a lot of time in church when I was a kid, and in Bible school and all that good stuff. So with nature and just really challenging myself to understand, you know, why was I here? I remember having this really cool conversation with my brother back then. He asked me, because I think it just runs in our family, we question a lot and we wonder, you know, what our purpose is here. And he asked me, you know, how is it that I feel and breathe and think as me and you think as you? I mean, why is it that we're so different yet we, you know, are both here, like we're both here in a body and we're both here in this family. And I remember kind of being a little bit stunned by my brother asking me that, because he was younger than I was and very quiet, still is to this day. And so for him to ask me that question, it really kind of rocked my world. And I never really forgot that question. I didn't really have a good answer for him. I just said, I don't know. You know, maybe we'll figure that out one day. You know, what is the difference between you and me? You know, we're both here. But you're doing different things. You like different things than I do. And I thought that was pretty cool. So you know, I think I've been on this path for a long time of understanding, is there a higher power than myself? Why was it that I also enjoyed stargazing? You know, where was I from? And I think that, you know, for a lot of us, we have these questions, and our life is filled with synchronicities and ideas that we follow that, you know, get us into experiences where we can experience the boundaries between us and other people, and also surrender at times. And so I think that's where the journey of becoming or knowing ourselves. That's, I think, where it starts. And so it can start at any age in our life. I think some people start very young and others not until they're older. And upon our, journeys of, we have so many different, so many different, I call them phases. And I feel that they are all very unique to what we are asking at that time and also what we are wanting to explore about ourselves. So, before we dive, I thought what I would do today is I would share with you, because this keeps coming up in my awareness, and I posted it on a website that I have called dyingwithgrandpa.com. And that what I posted on there this last week was the presentation I did for a group called Testify Austin. And they're a group of people that produce monthly shows where people can come and testify. And it's a really, really sweet storytelling event. And I was I was overcome one day to reach out. I had learned about them in a conference, a writing conference I had gone to. And I learned about them because someone had told me, hey, you should share your story about this part of your journey. And the story was about death and dying. And I was exploring that topic for a couple of years, very, very deeply. And within that time, lost three people. And so I thought I'm going to share the Testify Austin presentation again, because I can tell you this, it was not as these radio shows for me are. It was a very horrific experience in some ways. I do not like public speaking very much. And it was hard. It was actually on a stage, and it was very interesting. So we're going to take a break right now. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about that, that adventure and experience that I had. And also I'll share with you a little bit what I have learned about the journey of becoming, and share why it and how it can influence your life if you are making great changes in your life. All right, so we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Have you ever lost your way while driving somewhere? This can be unsettling as you don't know if you should go left, right, forward, backwards, or make a U-turn. Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, where we harness the power of the universe for happier living. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on helping them get back on their natural road of living their life with joy. Next time you feel off track, tap into your inner child's sense of joy and write down on paper the non-negotiable qualities that you're needing in career or love, but without limiting specifics. With your list, you know where to place your energy going forward and where not to. You're always best served when your inner child is at the navigation controls. However, don't worry, you still have the keys to the car. If you would like to schedule a personal navigation session with me, please visit my website at elitetarot.com. That's ElitetarotT.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Welcome back, everyone, and happy Monday morning to you. You're here at Transformation Talk Radio, and we're talking about the journey of becoming at the Janice Underwood Show. And so I was sharing before the break that I did this presentation in 2017. It was last year, last January, and while I was compelled to write in and say, hey, I want to share my story about what I've learned in walking with the dying. Once I really started pondering what that would be like to be on stage, I wasn't very happy about my choice. But that was a really healing time for me because I had lost several people. I had lost three people within a couple of years' time. And each one of those experiences was very profound and opened me up to something I had been asking for on my journey, which was to really understand what presence was and to really understand compassion and to understand that love was actually a verb down here that we could feel. And it wasn't just about, you know, seeing hearts and Valentine's Day and talking about love, but that I could actually witness and understand love. And so while I did not know that death would be part of that initiation, it certainly was. And I was thinking as I was preparing for the show that it's been a year since I started this particular project, the radio show and working on this network, working with Dr. Pat and her team. And I remembered that it was spring break last year when I was here in Barcelona with my family on holiday that I received an email and that kind of put me on this path and this portion of my journey to, you know, finding my authenticity and my voice and my integrity and who I want to be. And so, you know, we have these phases that come in, and some of them come in very clearly, and others we can look back, you know, many years later, many months after we've had a growth spurt, self-growth spurt, and we can go, wow, hey, I wanted to know about X, and I learned about X, and I didn't know that my best friend or that temporary meetup organizer that I worked with for a few months or my family would be my greatest teacher in that. And so like a lot of you, I've had a lot of amazing teachers. And one of the things I've come to know over the years that I didn't know as a child, I did not know that the world was safe. But I've come to know that not only are we taken care of, but that when we ask, somehow, some way, we live in this beautiful, loving universe that we do get the experiences and the answers that we're looking for. We just sometimes they're encoded, sometimes they're very symbolic. And so it takes us a little bit to understand that, oh, yeah, I did get the answer to my question. And so for me, this journey, this last leg of my journey has been quite interesting. And me just being here with you today is part of this phase. So, you know, let me just go into what I've learned about the journey of becoming, because I really didn't consciously ever call it that. I was sitting in my Austin home/office. I used to see clients in person. And so I've had a home office actually, I've had a home office in some shape, way or form, since 2013. I've also had offices in suites in buildings, but what really served me best was having a home office. And so I've been very fortunate that we've been able to make that happen in my family. And so I remember sitting with a couple of my colleagues in my upstairs area. And this was really a cool little, we used to call it the treehouse in Austin, because downstairs it was very dark and cave-like, and that's where it met the earth, the ground. And then it was the street level was actually where the living room and the kitchen was. And from there, we had this amazing view of the neighborhood and the trees and as far as the eye could see. And that was really, really cool. And so we were sitting there one day, and one of the people that I worked with and got to know in her last year of her life was, her name was Barbara. And, you know, we were all sitting there. We were actually asking and being very, doing our intuitive thing and wanting to get guidance. And one of my colleagues is good at channeling and from the other side. And so, the message she brought in that day from her mom, and it was one that I remember talking to Barbara about in person in several ways and shapes and forms. one of the things she said, was, well, it's not, so you ask a question like, hey, should I leave this relationship? And this was for someone else. I'm just making this up, but should I leave this relationship, or should I, change my job, or should I move from this house? Those typical questions we have. And so I remember that one of the people I was with had a more of a specific question like that. And that's when we really started understanding that our focus could be placed in a better location. And so if we focused on who were we becoming, and by the way, that's a lifelong journey, that would serve us better. Because when we try to just only focus on the goal or focus on one facet of our life, we miss that we're actually asking a little bit more of who am I becoming and what's going to serve me in my becoming in this juncture of my life. Because if we're souls down here having experiences, and of course the experience is a verb, right? We're constantly moving and we're waves of energy. We're not we're not just little points. We're not, we're not just little circles, just, one dimensional little circles there. And so it was really cool because it was just something that shifted in me. And it took me back to the times that I sat with Barbara, as she was getting closer and closer to death. She would go into states that most of the dying do. And they, they see angels, or, they see their loved ones, and they bring back, like, especially for Barbara, she brought back a lot of wisdom, and that really helped me as I was doing more hands-on healing work at the time. And so a lot of the stuff she brought in was somehow validating the work that I was doing with my clients, like things I had seen in session with them, and also helping me understand the whole picture, if you will. And so one of the things I learned about her journey was that, in her last days on earth, she wanted to become whole. And so she had her own journey of becoming, especially in the last 2 to 3 years of her life. And she was so gracious and willing to share that with anybody who wanted to sit beside her and listen to her. So I spent many hours with her because I know wisdom when I see it. And I was not going to let that opportunity pass me by. So the thing I've learned about when we're on this journey of our becoming, of us going, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, it's to find our authentic self, to get closer to our soul. When the Life Creator system came in and we branded it as it is right now, it has so much more behind it than you all have seen or even heard on the radio show. There's just so much about the energetic piece of it. There's so much about the soul piece of it. And so that was, you know, really the building blocks of how our experiences chunk up to this journey that we're on as souls and learning the lessons that we have chosen to learn. And so for the phases or the understandings that we can have about the journey of becoming, what I've learned is that we can use these different phases to build character. We can use them to know our truth. Sometimes we just have a question, by the way, and so that's how we get the answer to our question, is we get to go through it. So if I wanted to learn love and compassion and acceptance, what better way would it be to not only see my grandfather die and go through that journey with him, part of his journey, and watch him graciously march to death, and also see my godfather die very suddenly as he made a choice of his own, and also to have Barbara go through this active journey and share it with us. And so I know that we can also, especially in the case of Barbara, make and set an intention to grow past old patterns and old limitations once and for all. And so we can have this journey of becoming to become someone who doesn't have that pattern. And that's a really sweet one to have too, especially if you're not transitioning to the other time, as the other side anytime soon, but that you really want to now have experiences without that energetic pattern holding you back. So, so I'll let you digest that. We're going to take another break right now. And when we come back, I'll share with you my presentation, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the journey to becoming and how you can make the most of that in your life. And I think that in 2018, I've heard a lot that the things are zigging and zagging for people. They think that they're moving in this direction to, you know, whatever, build wealth, have abundance, or have peace in their life. But there are other plans that some of our higher selves or the universe or source, whatever you call it, has in store for us. So it's going to be an interesting year when it's all said and done. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty, because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit dragnesfrankel.com.
Hello, welcome back. This is Janice Underwood, and you're here at Transformation Talk Radio. We've been talking about the journey of becoming. And so as promised before the last break, I want to give you ways that you can make the most of the phases that you are in. You can call them change cycles or soul growth cycles. But what I have found when I enter into significant change cycles is that it's really helpful if I can make my world as small as possible. Now, I've even taken crazy risks, because that's just who I am, in actually closing my practice for a little while. Now, that's kind of been an interesting thing to play with, actually, is abundance. But, you know, I've always been taken care of. And so for me, what I've noticed is when we're going through a significant phase, one of the best things we can do is to make our footprint as small as possible. And so it just means letting go of projects that maybe I really don't need to manage as closely as I'm managing, or just letting, just releasing things off, just getting things off of my plate for a little while. And what that allows me to do is also to go back to basics. I feel like the basic tools that we have are some of the best tools that we can use during times of great change. And so for me, they happen to be noting meditation. I always plug back into just the basics of meditation and silence and sitting still, and also of just noticing. And I'll go back to, just the basics of being here and noticing the environment and being still and quiet. And that's really cool, especially if you have a lot of different gifts that you use when you're helping clients. It's kind of nice just to return back to the basics. You know, I focus on basic rapport building, breath, all sorts of things. So anything that I've learned, I take myself back and go, okay, what are the basics of what I've learned? And then go back into those. And then also a lot of times we'll be offered a teacher or something that will guide us through the phase of our journey, that leg of our journey. So I was talking about this before the break, that one of the greatest teachers I had was not only Barbara, because she was so willing to share her transition story with people as she was moving towards death. I mean, she knew that she was dying. So, she really allowed us to participate in that with her. But also, you know, just sometimes we have teachers that arrive. And so if there's a way that we can make our footprint smaller and be more humble and go back to the don't know, I don't know, and I don't know what I don't know, then you can make the most of any teacher, that whether they're a person or an event or a situation. So those are my tips just from my own experience. And so what I wanted to do is I wanted to share with you a little bit about the presentation. And so I'm just literally going to go ahead and I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to read it. And hopefully this will give you an opportunity to understand what a journey of becoming can be like for us, because they normally give us a huge perception shift. And that is very much what I found in my travels with the dying, is what this presentation is called. Hello, I've been touched by death. The woman who stands before you did not exist a couple of years ago. The person I've become is a direct result of my time that I've spent contemplating and participating in the dying process with others. In the fall of 2014, I received terrible news. My grandfather's illness had taken a turn. He had decided not to receive any more treatment. And by the time I got this information, he had already spoken with the church minister and was prepared to die. As part of me heard these words from my mother over the phone, there was another part of me lighting up inside. As I was listening to her, I couldn't help but also pay attention to the feelings that were stirring in my body. They seemed to be feelings of both urgency and excitement. It's as if I transcended the state of being a granddaughter, and I was being asked to notice and arrive and go to the very special briefing I was called to. So in 2 days, I found myself back home. And after visiting with my grandfather on the couch in the den, I knew it would not be long before he was gone. My goal was to love him and to comfort him as much as possible, and also to wait for instructions, whatever that meant. I knew clearly I was there for him, and strangely, there would be something there for me too if I wanted it. My grandfather was a strong, quiet man. I always enjoyed being around him. He seemed to be able to make a busy room calm. So it was no surprise that he made his choice and then lived with his choice. And he moved with such grace and stillness towards death. He was in a lot of pain. But during the last couple weeks of my grandfather's life, I was so honored to assist him and watch him deal with that pain in such a gracious way. Now, I didn't know about the ways I would assist him at that moment, but they seemed to lie dormant within me and waiting to come alive in the moments I would spend with him. The strange feelings in my body, the energetic sessions I would have with him, and the pictures that would occur in my mind, all of these types of messages were received both within me and around me from others. They were quite profound. And during one really hard day of my grandfather's transition, I pledged with him because I knew he was struggling. You know, it can be hard to leave this earthly realm. And I pledged with him that I would indeed die with him that day if he bravely stayed his course. I, like him, was struggling to release all of the worldly worries swirling around me. And what I learned from my grandfather's death made such an impression on me that after he died, I completely shifted gears in my business and I changed how I was living. I decided I wanted to let go of all the unnecessary thoughts and things, and I wanted to do it with the grace and the courage that he had demonstrated to me. And that's when my podcast was born. The podcast is more of a project of the heart, and it was called Dying with Grandpa. And that project actually led me to Barbara. The first day I met her was a very interesting day indeed. I was told that she was an older woman going through transition, but when I walked into that room to meet her, I found no such woman. I met the brightest light on earth. She was not dying that day or the next day. She would leave us within about 10 months' time. But Barbara was always grateful too. She was grateful to have company, and part of her last days on this earth were in service to her church members and anybody else who wanted to learn what she had to teach. I learned a lot from her about love because this was her specialty. My days with Barbara usually lasted between 2 to 4 hours. I would sit at her bedside and we would talk. And sometimes her daughter would be there because this was her daughter's journey too. And some days we do release work and other days we do body work. Every day I spent with her was full of connection and wisdom. And from various mental states, the dying seemed to bring forth information from the past or from the other side, and Barbara was no exception. I remember one very special day with Barbara, and it was towards the end of her life. I believe it was about a week or so before she died, and she said to me, "I have something very important to tell you." Inside, I laughed because everything she told me was very important to me. In fact, anytime I visited Barbara, I was guaranteed to have another 2 or 3 hours or days of downtime just to understand the wisdom she told me. I don't think she realized how profound her messages were, but she was right that day. The message was very important. And to this day, I'm still working with it, testing it and learning it, incorporating it into my journey of becoming. This is what she said. "I'm going to give you a secret to life. Between birth and death, all we have are our experiences, and those experiences are created from choice. So you see, our choices are very important. We can make choices that will take us closer to the light, that, by the way, we have right above our heads, or choices that keep us stuck in the dark. We must choose wisely." And she said, "Choose wisely. Because this life is precious." And as I drove home that day, I knew the words she said were true, because only 3 months ago, we had lost a dear family member when my godfather made a very important choice of his own. And we'll pause here. And when we come back, we'll talk about the rest of this journey and some closing thoughts on the journey to becoming that we are all on and so privileged to have the opportunity to go through here on this earth. We'll be right back.
To Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Matanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Matanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Matanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back. We were just going through the journey of becoming that I took with the death and dying theme. And I wanted to repeat this piece because, you know, this is one of the key pieces that, well, it's been a thread in all of the work that I've done with clients over the last few years. And it's around the thread of co-creating that we can co-create the life that we want. And it doesn't mean that things are going to be rosy and sweet all the time. But it also doesn't mean that we have to tolerate things in our circumstances or in our life that we can choose otherwise, right? We do have choice. And so, you know, one of the things Barbara told me that was so profound was that so she called it the secret to life. And between birth and death, she said, all we have are experiences. These are our soul experiences. And those experiences are created from choice. And so just think about that for a moment. And then she goes on to say, so you see, our choices are very important. Well, they would be, right? Because those choices are taking us to the soul experiences or the experiences our soul is going to have in this physical form. And she said, so we can make choices that take us closer to the light, right? Closer to knowing the light and who we are, you know, who we truly are in our internal flame. Or we can make choices that keep us stuck in the dark. And dark can mean anything. To me, for most of my clients, it's meant that they've been in energetic patterns or patterns of being, ways of being that are keeping them stuck in a life that, you know, they don't necessarily have to tolerate. And so she said, choose wisely because this life is precious. And boy, did I ever really understand that. By the time she had told me these words, we had lost my godfather very, very suddenly. And even if you didn't believe in certain things that, you know, about the other side or being able to make choices to leave this earth and also to pray and give someone else a healing, a spontaneous healing. No one could deny what they had witnessed with my godfather. And so I'm going to read you the rest of this because it talks just a little bit about that. So I remember, so I was really touched by Barbara's words because it had just been 3 months since we had lost our a dear family member. His untimely death appeared to even those who did not believe in the unseen as a miracle. You see, weeks before he fell ill, his child, who had been very ill for a long while, received good news. He was in total remission. In less than a month, the child's father, my godfather, passed away from the same type of illness in the same location of his body. And the impressions that I received in my body and the pictures in my mind and the messages I got from others around me confirmed that my godfather indeed had made a choice to make his transition with ease and grace to spare someone he loved. It was quite a profound time in my family because shortly after my godfather died, his dog died as well. Which brings me back to where I started my journey with my grandfather, his choice. And it was a choice. He decided not to have treatment, any further treatment, and he moved towards his death with courage and grace. You know, I didn't ask to be an end-of-life guide, which I served as, actually, in many ways to not only the people around these circumstances, but also to especially Barbara. And that was quite an honor, quite honestly. I used a lot of Tibetan death practices to help ease pain and also to help with transition, which, gosh, I could probably write a whole book on all of that stuff, but I haven't yet. So anyway, in conclusion, how I concluded this was just letting people know that I had been touched by death in ways that helped me choose more wisely and walked more gracefully. And what's really cool about this period of time for me is I really wanted to become more of what I called back then my authentic self, and death was not where I thought I would find it. But in doing the practices for others and witnessing them and showing up and being there at the end of especially my grandfather's life and my godfather's life. And I wasn't actually with Barbara when she died, by the way. I served more, I was more useful to her in the weeks before her transition. But I still experienced something really cool. I mean, I knew that she was transitioning because of some of the messages I got around that time. But one of the cool things that I mentioned before is when we're on these journeys to becoming, and especially if we've asked a question and we're trying to get an answer about it, is we have huge perception shifts. And when we have those perception shifts, what we have to be willing to do is give up what we, what no longer fits our new worldview. And I've done this several times, by the way. And I just have to say, it's just still not very easy to do that, but I continue to do it because I know that if we try to keep the past intact, you know, let's just call them old energetic vibrations, they'll fall away anyway. And so this is why you'll see, you know, people shift jobs. For me, right after my grandfather's death, and it's the only way, by the way, I met Barbara, because had I not rebranded my business, I got a very strong message to rebrand my business and become more of a healer. So I took my business from business coaching primarily, you know, through hypnosis and NLP techniques and focusing on belief structures. I actually completely rebranded the website and everything and went into doing sacred psychic surgery and also still coaching. And I still saw a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners. So it's still consulting them for their business, but it was, you know, I know that people don't necessarily have business problems. They usually have personal problems that, you know, show up in their business. And so I kind of always knew that. I know that for myself as well as a business owner. And so I think about that time because it was a huge risk I was taking. I lost most of my clientele. Because they thought I had just jumped off the deep end and spent all this time with, you know, my grandfather's death in that process, and it shifted me. And here all of a sudden now I'm completely rebranding my website and changing what I offer. And so I offer that because it takes a lot of courage for us to give up what was working, because there was nothing wrong in my business, by the way. I had, you know, I was getting referrals and a lot of people trusted me and came to me, and I had to start over again. I had to actually give free sessions and within my, you know, colleague circle. But you know what? My business flourished and it led me to Barbara, and I would have never met her had I not done the podcast, had I not been focused on healing sessions. So, you know, if there's some encouragement there for you, I say always lean in and do what your intuition is guiding you to do, because that's where our authenticity lies. So there you go. You might want to listen to this show again. I love that these shows can be available again, because I actually kind of enjoy going back and, when you know, listening to podcasts and radio shows that I follow, and even this one, because we can get some nuggets that we need in that moment, because, hey, we're always becoming. So that's my message I want to leave with you today, is we're not ever going to be done, but we can get closer and closer to our soul self and have the experiences that feed our soul as we are here in this lifetime. With that, I'm looking forward to having, as I mentioned before, Peter and Beth Bostwick. They're going to be with me April 16th, and we're going to talk about how you can choose your thoughts, beliefs, and feelings. And they have an amazing story, a journey to becoming who they are right now. And, you know, they're really embracing all the lessons that they have learned, you know, from the situations they've gone through. They've gone through health crisis to money crisis to, you know, really having to shift gears and look at their life in a different way. And I think that's going to be a really, really cool interview with them. So that'll be April 16th. And until then, you know, we'll have a show next week. We might continue on our theme of this show, or we'll do something different. And I hope that you all join me again then. If you want more information about the story, you can go to dyingwithgrandpa.com. And if you want more information about the show, you can go to janiceunderwood.com. All right, with that, know that you are loved. You are supported on your journey to becoming whole or peaceful or just knowing yourself better, and know that you can create the life, you can co-create with the forces within and without, you know, around you, to have the life you want, not the one that you are tolerating. All right, this is Janice Underwood saying bye for now.
You've been listening to The Janice Underwood Show. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio and step into your creator shoes. Follow Janice as she continues to explore practical, soul-based tools and the creator mindset to promote healthier relationships with our bodies. Be supported in this physical life and evolve. For more information on Janice Underwood and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit janiceunderwood.com.